Good morning. Welcome to our morning service, Easter Sunday 2020, during the lockdown. Blessing to have you with us. We'll sing one hymn together. I'll share the birthdays and anniversaries. The prayer requests I'll be posting as comments onto the Facebook page during the service, so those will all be available for everyone to see. If you have any, do the same. Just post them to the comments, any testimonies or prayer requests, just post them. And that way we can all keep up with each other's prayer requests. So actually I'll go ahead and do the birthdays and anniversaries. There's actually a lot of anniversaries this week. So be sure to wish a happy anniversary to the Zeuses, to the Jones Juniors, Michael and Maggie Jones, to the Robinsons, and also especially to the Shannons. This week is their 60th wedding anniversary. So send them your best wishes for their 60th wedding anniversary. Also this week we have Jamie Williamson's birthday on the 14th. So all of those are happening this week. Four anniversaries and Jamie's birthday. So be sure to wish all of them a happy anniversary and happy birthday. Also, just to let you know, tonight at 5 o'clock, we'll be going in the book of Job again. Chapters 40 and 41, Contendeth with the Almighty is the title. And then Wednesday night, we continue our journey through the Gospel of John, chapter 6. This is the Father's Will is the title of the message. So again, I'll be making sure you see the prayer request in the comments section. You do the same. So to get the service started, let's sing Christ Arose. I will have just posted the lyrics to this hymn on the Facebook page, since most of you don't have a hymn book at home. So let's sing that together, Christ Arose, and then we'll get into this morning's Easter message. So that is... So today, we're going to be in Romans chapter 6, if you want to turn in your Bibles. And we will be focusing on the Easter message today on this Easter Sunday morning, 2020. So we'll be in Romans chapter 6. I'll go ahead and move this mic a bit closer to me now. So Romans chapter 6, and we'll be looking at the first six verses together of Romans chapter 6. The Bible says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." So the title of our message this morning here from Romans chapter 6 is the likeness of his resurrection. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray you'd use your word now in our hearts to speak to each one of us, Lord, to encourage us about the resurrection, Lord, to work miracles in our lives. Just guide us in your truth, and may Jesus be glorified in this time. In your word, we commit it to you and love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So notice here in Romans chapter 6 that the Bible makes it very clear that when we are saved, we have been rescued from sin and its consequences. Praise the Lord. Paul says there in verse 1, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Now we as Christians still have the old nature, but we also have the new nature. And he says, God forbid that we should live in sin now that Jesus Christ has saved us from sin. And so the answer is no. We should do our best to live for God, to live holy and righteous lives before him. So knowing that we're secure in Christ does not give us a license to sin and to do whatever we please. You know, the Bible says in Galatians 5:13, "Brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Yes, we have liberty in Jesus Christ, but we don't have the liberty to sin. We have the liberty to serve. And so he says, "God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin?" As we're reading here in this passage, when Jesus died, because we are in Christ, we died with him. And the old man's been crucified. You know, Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." We have been crucified, the old man. And the Bible says in Colossians 3:3, "Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." And so this passage makes it very clear that we are dead to sin. Notice down in verse 13 of this same chapter, Romans 6. "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead." So we have been, the old man's been crucified. And as we'll see, we died with Christ. Verse 3 of our passage, Romans 6. "Know ye not that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death." Now, we as Christians, we need to be careful when we ever see that word baptized. We need to make sure we don't assume that it has to do with water. The word baptized is from a Greek word that means to immerse. And we were immersed into Jesus' death. We were baptized into Christ. Matter of fact, when we were saved, we were placed into, we were immersed into the body of Christ. The Bible, let's overlook at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, and we'll see this. "But we became part of Jesus. We were baptized into him." Notice 1 Corinthians 12, 13. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." So we were baptized into the body of Christ. Also look over in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, and we'll see this again, that we have been baptized into Christ. Notice the Bible says, "For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." So Jesus promised this baptism prior to his crucifixion. He said, one day you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And of course, that happened at Pentecost. And now the Bible teaches that when we are born again, we are baptized into Christ. And Paul says here that we have been baptized into his death. In other words, Christ, when he went into that grave, because we're now part of him, we went into that grave with him. And of course, as we see, we were also raised with him. But notice it says in verse 4, we're buried with him. So what happened to Christ happened to us because we are in him. And so it says we were baptized into his death, but it also says we were buried with him by baptism into death. Look in Colossians chapter 2, if you would, over in Colossians 2 and verse 12. Notice the Bible says here, Colossians 2:12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. So notice we are buried with him in baptism. So the old man is dead and buried. Again, why baptism has to be by immersion, because it pictures the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But we were baptized into his death. Verse 4, we are buried with him in baptism unto death. You know, the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So we are buried with him. But this is Resurrection Sunday. And verse 4 says, like as Christ was raised up from the dead. That's what Easter's all about. Jesus was raised up from the dead. It says, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This is the cornerstone of Christianity, that Jesus rose again, that Jesus is alive. As we just sang, Christ arose. We serve a living Savior. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart, the song says. The angel said to the women that came to the tomb, he is not here. He is risen, as he said. And so we have been given a new life. We have been raised up with Jesus Christ. And as it says here, because we have been given a new life, we should what? Walk in newness of life. We should walk in this new life. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we are now a new creature in Jesus Christ. We talked about this last week in Sunday school when we talked about regeneration. But Colossians chapter 3, let's turn over there in verse 1. Notice Colossians 3, 1. If ye then be risen with Christ. Well, we have. We've been risen with Christ. Seek those things which are above. In other words, live this new life where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above. Live for what you are now, which is a new creature in Jesus Christ. Don't live for the past. We should walk in newness of life. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we now have a responsibility to live the new life, this newness of life, because we've been raised with Jesus Christ. And the Bible says we're to be renewed every day, and that, of course, happens through his word. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 says this. Well, let's turn over there. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Daily we need to be renewing this new man. We need to be growing this new man and walking, as Paul says here in Romans 6:4, in newness of life, because we've not only died with Christ and been buried with Christ, but we've been raised with Christ. So moving on in our passage, Romans 6, verse 5, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. So we've been raised with Christ because we are in Christ, but we're still in this old body and still have that old man. And what Paul is saying is, we have been planted in the likeness of his death. Our victory in the resurrection of Jesus Christ isn't complete. We have eternal life, praise God. We are a new creature in Christ, but the body is still the old body. And the new body is yet to come. And that's what he means when he says, we will be, we shall be also. We already have the newness of life. We already have eternal life. The Spirit has been quickened by God. But Our body still is not new. And it says we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. We will get a body, and the Bible says this new body will be like Christ's body, resurrection body. Isn't that exciting? Let's look at that. Go to 1 John chapter 3. If you would, 1 John chapter 3. And let's look at verses 1 and 2 and just see what Paul means when he says that we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. And when we look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the amazing things that he did with his new body, we're going to have a body like that. 1 John chapter 3, look at verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. There it is. We shall be like him. That's what Paul means when he says we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. We shall be like him. We get a new body. It's also talked about if you look at Philippians chapter 3. Quickly turn over there to Philippians chapter 3 and look at verse 20 and 21. The Bible says, For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. It'll be like unto his body. He will change our vile body. We get a new body. We will be in the likeness of his resurrection, even our body. And so what God is saying here, as we think about Easter Sunday, we think about Jesus coming back from the dead. Paul is saying that once we're born again Christians, we are placed into Christ. And so when he died, we died. When he was buried, we were buried. And when he rose again, praise God, we rose again. And we received a new life. We are a new creature. And God wants us to walk in this newness of life. He wants us to walk this new path that God has given us. And it will be completed when we are resurrected with our new body that will be just like Jesus' body. Verse 6 of our passage, knowing this, that our old man is crucified. And we talked about this, how the old man's been crucified with Christ. The Bible says that we've been, Ephesians 2:1, that we've been quickened, those that we were dead in trespasses and sins, and now we've been quickened and given new life. And that, as Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. The old man's been crucified. He goes on to say that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You know, really, that's a powerful, practical truth from Easter, is that God, when he saved us, and I hope you can say you know you're born again through the blood of Jesus Christ, that you have a new life, that you have eternal life, because you've trusted him only for your salvation. If you can say that, then the practical side of the Easter message is God has saved us from sin, yes. He's given us a home in heaven, yes. He's given us eternal life, but he's made us new. And he wants us to live that new life for him, to walk in newness of life. And as he says here in verse 6, henceforth not serve sin, not live for the old ways, not live for the old man. Easter says we're resurrected. We're new. So live that new life that God has given us. The Bible says, let's go over in Galatians chapter 5 and we'll see more about this. Galatians 5 is all about the Holy Spirit of God and the things that he's done for us and does for us through the fruit of the Spirit. But notice verse 16, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Down in verse 24, They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we're born again, we're Christ's. God said, if we're Christ's, we've crucified the flesh. It's gone. So we shouldn't be serving it. We shouldn't be listening to it. We shouldn't be allowing it to mess up our lives. we should be walking in newness of life, that we henceforth, as Paul says here in verse 6 of our passage, not serve sin. And then while you're in Galatians, look at chapter 6, over in verse 14. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. The world's a mess, and it's getting worse. And all around us we have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Paul says, through Jesus, I am crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. It's still there. It still causes us trouble. But now that we have Jesus, now that we have this new life, as we lean on Christ, as we are renewed in the spirit of our mind using God's word, as we learn to serve and follow and feed the new man, we can walk in newness of life. We can be that new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And we'll turn to Ephesians 4 again. We looked at verse 23, but I'd like us to look at the verses before and after that one. Ephesians 4, verse 22. Put off concerning the former conversation the old man. Put him off, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's through this. Verse 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So what a great practical truth comes out of the Easter story. That our Savior loved us enough to become a man and die in our place. And there's an Easter devotion you can watch on YouTube or Facebook that details all the suffering that Jesus went through for us. But that he went through all of that and then he died as our substitute. And we're going to talk about that in Sunday school next Sunday, the substitution doctrine. That he rose again the third day. Sunday morning, he rose again. When we're saved, we're in him. We died with him, we were buried with him, and praise God, we rose with him. Which means we're new. Paul says, walk in newness of life. Paul says, we have been now created in the likeness of his resurrection. The spiritual man, the spirit of man. One day, even the body will be renewed in the likeness of his resurrection. But until that day comes, what does God want? Henceforth, we should not serve sin. Every Sunday we go to church. We essentially celebrate every Sunday that Jesus rose from the dead. We should also be celebrating that we rose from the dead. And if we are risen from the dead, which we have been, because we were dead before we were saved, we should live like someone who has been risen from the dead. So go back to our passage quickly, Romans 6, and look again, verse 6, that we should henceforth not serve sin, but look on down in verse 11 of Romans 6. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Reckon it to be true. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Same message. Don't serve sin. Live the new life. We've been given the likeness of his resurrection. God says, now I want you to live it. I want you to live that life. Up there in verse 4. Walk in newness of life because we have been raised in the likeness of his resurrection. So Christian, take this to heart and realize what Jesus has done for each of us in making us a new creature, and let's live the resurrected life. Let's not just talk about it. Let's not just believe it in our heads, but let's live it and let's walk in newness of life because we have been made in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. I hope you'll live this truth. I hope that if you're listening and you are not sure you're born again, you're not sure you're going to heaven, that you'll get that sorted. God loves you so much, he died for you, that you might receive eternal life. He offers it to you as a gift, but you must come to him and repent and believe and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And I hope that you would do that if you haven't. and know that your eternal destiny is settled. Christian, you've been raised in the likeness of His resurrection. Let's serve in newness of life, that we should henceforth not serve sin. Thank you. God bless you. Happy Easter 2020. And we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock. Let's close in prayer. Lord, I want to thank You again for Your Word and for the opportunity to look into it together this morning and to focus on what You've done for us through the resurrection of Jesus, our Savior. And Lord, I pray that on the practical side, we would learn to live this new life that we've been given, to walk in newness of life, Lord, and to not serve sin. And You would help us with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to make that a reality every day, every week, every year of our lives. Anyone not saved, I pray they'll realize they must be born again. So have Your will in our hearts. We love You. We thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, keep posting the prayer requests. We'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock in the book of Job. God bless you.